You wanted to know when I was ready to go back to work. Well, I'm ready.
First thing you need is an idea man, and ours is Nicky, my half-brother. Now there's Patty McCarthy. He's the guy who knows any guy you need to know. And Guy de Cornet is our forger.
Okay, great, we're all here.
They all just happen to converge in the city where Crunch lives? Sir, I'm telling you, it's happening.
This is the one we're all gonna be remembered for.
The greatest outfit in history.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm a sucker for a good heist movie, so much so that even a mediocre heist movie is a lot of fun in my book. The Art of the Steal has aspirations of becoming another Ocean's 11, but it misses its mark in many ways. Still, there's enough elements you'd expect from a film like this, from plot twists and double crosses to montage planning sequences with hip music, that it's still fun to watch. Kurt Russell plays an art thief who's betrayed by his brother and sent to prison. When he gets out, he gets the team back together for one final score. Convoluted at times, but sporting a fine cast, The Art of the Steal could do with some polish, but even in its rough state, it's a cool little flick. The Art of the Steal gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.